thing, and
show me what it looks like with the size adjusted, man.
It looks.
Sure. Did you?
Yeah, I can do this. Hold on.
You just put it in there for us both to see, I guess.
Oh, you can share images through this. I didn't realize that.
Oh, you can look at each other's screens.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so that's the image. Do you see it?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's perfect.
Okay. So now I'm gonna stop sharing my screen.
Free your mind, Colorado.
Gotcha.
Okay. Good work, brother.
Who? I didn't do anything.
David.
Oh, David, yes.
No. David played, I just told him what I wanted, and he did it real quick. And then, just as a side note, Joe's almost done with his new video, and it's amazing.
Well, that sounds awesome. Okay, so you count for me. I'm recording. And
let's get that out. Yeah.
Five, four, three, two.
Nice.
Yeah, that was good.
We kind of went on some tangents there. But
yeah, sorry, Zach. It definitely turned into the Doug and Will show, didn't it?
Hey, it's okay. No, I think that was fun because, yeah. I like the way it devolved and kind of came back. I think we put a bow on it at the end there.
Yeah, it was a little bit strange. This is a rough morning, but I think that we'll get an opportunity to talk to you again here soon, Zach. So
hey, I
well,
had fun.
Hopefully. So just in case, last week, do you kind of explain? There's two organizations. It seems like they're convoluted in my mind, but they're quite different. There's Free Your Mind and We Are Change.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
So We Are Change, I think this guy Luke Radowski started, and I think there's like factions or whatever you want to call it all throughout the country. And I'm not really affiliated with them in any way. And I've gone to a couple of the Free Your Mind Colorado, which is exclusively related to Mark Passia's work. And it's like a little group that a couple people here started where they watch it's like a 26-hour long presentation that Mark Passia gives on natural law. So the at least up until the last few weeks, since they started, they'll watch an hour or so and then have a discussion. And I sat in on a couple of those, and I've got so many other things going on, and my stepkids and my son and this, and listening to y'all's podcasts and everything else. It's like I can't, my time is stretched thin. So it's something that's hard for me to do. Going out into those type of things. I appreciate what they're doing, but a lot of it is so damn frustrating because of all the different areas that people are coming from.
You mean as far as disagreements go?
Yeah. There's people that will really not, they're coming from it from a much more safe, conservative place. And I guess those dialogues are important, but man, it takes it out of you. And it's certainly difficult to. I can't imagine doing that every week for like 3 hours.
Oh my goodness!
Right.
Well, look, yeah, we do talk about that in the Colorado one.
Boy,
we do,
I hope we do not. I guess I'm hoping that. So it seems like the past couple years have been pretty heavy. I hope
post 2012, man. What do you expect?
That's right, exactly. So, people said, "Oh, nothing happened," but definitely, it feels like
no. There was a switch. There was a flip over in just what the amount of information that we were able to absorb.
It feels like
a
totally
basis.
Different world now.
It is. We've got
2013 was a death of sorts, and man, it is. We're in a totally different world. And so, if next year is the tower.
Really? I didn't realize that.
Well, he goes off of the the associations to the...
It could also be heavy, is what I'm saying.
He goes to tarot. Yeah.
Wait, it's just... It's been resonating. Maybe I... It's my fault.
So, I'm sorry. I got to tell you, if you're into tarot, there's a tarot convention going on this Saturday, which I was hoping I'd go. Lon Milo Ducat's actually going to be here. And I spoke with him briefly. I'm playing a gig with this cover band that I play with a bunch of 60-year-olds. So I'm not going to be able to go, but I guess he's playing a show on Sunday. But the tarot convention seems like it'll be nuts. There's like 100 different people.
Huh. Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a lot of activity in your neck of the woods as far as like alternative events that come through and happen and being able to meet nodes in this alternative world of research and exploration.
Once you kind of have eyes for it, that stuff just seems to find you here.
Yeah, I think Art Bell is actually going to start up and do an online show again.
July 20th.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, I have a call that I recorded. I was like 11, and I called in on the time traveler line. I prank phone called it. I used to do a ton of prank phone calls, and I lowered my voice, and I said I was a caller from the very near future in about 2 weeks. I said the government is going to have discovered a new propellant, which will be extracted from measles and beavers. And then Art started laughing. He's like, oh, you know, I don't guess PETA's going to be very happy about that. And I'll find the tape and get it to you guys because it was one of my shining moments.
I sent that his announcer had such a great voice, right? He's from the land of Nye.
Right.
I sent him when we were doing what was it? So it was the front matter that we used to put at the beginning of the show before we went. So when we were a donation-based SyncBook Radio network, I tried to get him. I tried to hire him to do our 42 minutes promo. Become a SyncBook Plus member, you know?
Yeah. West of the Rockies.
But
825.
Right, right. And he's an announcer in Nevada. I think he does AM radio.
Wow.
But he didn't answer my email, so oh well. I gotta go get my daughter at swim team, guys.
Hey, awesome.
But this was fun. It was fun to meet you, Zach. We'll have to...
Yeah, definitely.
I have a meeting on Friday with the festival director of Treefort, and so I'm going to talk about having a Sync Summit next year in March, March 25th, 26th. For
kind of correlate with Treefort.
Yeah, so there will be a Boise Sync Summit if everything comes together, and we'll get a lot of density. You guys are far away, but not too far away. It's like
that's not too bad. It's like 18 hours driving.
I think it's maybe 16 or less. It's a good drive, but you can do it in
real
a day
quick before you go.
Yeah,
I used to play in this band called Zombie Zombie.
Okay,
and we toured out there. And we played at this dude's house. Have you heard of Monster Dudes?
Monster Dudes. No, there's a guy named Bug that does a lot of house shows. It's only 11 hours from Denver to Boise, or 12. Oh, it's 12 hours. 11 hours, 55 minutes.
Hey, okay. Zach, didn't you tell me a story about Dennis McKenna?
Yeah. I bumped into Dennis at the Free Your Mind thing after having lunch with Freeman, and we were coming back. And Freeman's like, oh, hey, how's it going? And then I started talking to Dennis. I didn't realize it was Dennis McKenna because he looked so much older than pictures I'd seen. So we just ended up having this awesome conversation about psychedelics. And I was kind of pressing him a little bit about some of Jan Irvin's comments. And, you know, we had an awesome talk. I guess that happened after the Jan Irvin conference because I didn't realize who it was. And I at the end of the conversation, I was like, oh, I didn't catch your name. Or because I was like, "Hey, I'm Zach," and he's like, he didn't say anything, and I'm like, "I didn't catch your name." And he's like, "Oh, Dennis McKenna." I'm just like, "Fuck!" I felt like such a dummy. But was there another thing I'm forgetting, Will? You there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get ready for work real quick. I thought you guys were still...
No worries. Yeah, no, I think everybody got quiet. I was talking and there was nobody there, but you have a good day, man.
All right, sure, man. I'm sorry. It was kind of a weird thing going on, but we'll probably have a little bit of spillage over. We might use that for like content in the member section.
Cool.
Oh, fuck, man. This didn't go like the way that I had hoped it went, so we'll definitely have to talk to you again, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
And I'll give you a call before the end of the week, too, once I get my shit together.
Yeah, we'll set something up maybe next Tuesday.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's perfect. I need to get in contact with my homie so he knows that date, too. I forgot awesome. About that shit. Fuck, man. It seems like the older you get, like the less time you have to do anything.
I know. That's the truth.
All right. I'll talk to you very soon, okay?
All right. Take care.
Peace.
Peace.